A grassroots initiative from a Fort Walton Beach resident called Mask Catchers aims to incentivize mask wearing with gift cards and praise. Taylor Kennedy began advocating for mask wearing last month after the death of Desiree McIntosh, who worked at the local Tom Thumb near Kennedy's house. She was only 26 years old.
I stumbled across her in the middle of the night when she was really sick on an overnight shift, and it just kind of made me wonder how many kind of essential employees were being put in a situation where they had to choose between basically paying bills and, you know, coming to work sick.
Kennedy's been a regular at local government meetings asking for mask mandates to protect essential workers like Desi.
Please mandate masks in public indoor spaces to show your patriotism, your care for the people in this community, to show the state of Florida what leaders look like.
Here's Kennedy last month at the Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners.
Be the leaders we're not seeing. Don't wait until it's too late. Please wear your mask for Desi, for my husband in the Air Force, for his squadron, for my children, and I'll wear mine for years. Thank you.
Despite the support from other residents, motions for mask mandates have failed at the Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners, Fort Walton Beach City Council, and most recently, the Okaloosa County School Board. After what Kennedy called some heated discussions, she decided on a new approach, positive reinforcement.
And I realized that the combative approach to them is really inappropriate. It's not going to deliver a message. It's going to shut down a conversation. Where there is, I think, compromise, where there is common ground for health, safety, and, you know, just common good.
With some donated funds from a friend in South Florida and support from local businesses, Kennedy started collecting gift cards for restaurants and activities. Her goal is to support businesses that require or request customers to wear masks as a way to pay it forward.
If I just reward our community members that are already wearing masks and I send them to places that require masks, then they have more customer flow with less combative or upset customers, right? So you're sending the same people that are already comfortable wearing a mask to a place that would require it. So kind of introduces that and at least lets the public know too, in my opinion, where to spend your money, where to shop, where to dine.
In the last couple of weeks, Kennedy has given away dozens of gift cards to unsuspecting mask wearers. When she's out in public, she keeps a stack of gift cards handy. They all come with a little card that says, "Get caught and win," with a link to the Mask Catchers Facebook page. On a recent afternoon, Kennedy spotted a masked stranger, Brandon, at a Fort Walton Beach gas station. Outside the station, she approached him just before he got his car. Brandon told Kennedy his grandmother recently died from COVID-19. As an at-risk person, he wears his mask whenever he's out in public.
Yeah, I don't want to take a chance, but that's pretty much my reason.
Kennedy admits it can be awkward to walk up to strangers, but she's only had positive experiences thus far. She recalls one woman she found handing out school supplies outside of a church wearing a mask who loved the idea so much she said she wanted to do it herself.
And she did not have to be in a mask because she's on the corner and she had free school supplies that they were giving away. But she was in a mask. And to me, she was trying to set an example for all the cars, all the kids, all the parents that were coming to get these school supplies. And I thought that was important. So I went up to her and I gave her one. And she was like, "I cannot wait to do this." So she was like, "I'm going to pay it forward. I want to do this. I'm going to, you know, thank my neighbors too." And she was really, really excited about it.
A few others have joined Kennedy's mission, handing out gift cards in Niceville, Crestview, and Pensacola. She calls them the Mask Ambassadors. While Okaloosa County may not issue a mask mandate, they have offered to support Mask Catchers by donating funds to marketing and advertising efforts. Considering where she started last month, Kennedy said she's pleased to have found a happy medium and to change the focus of her mission.
All this is to me is just a way to tell our community that we care and we're grateful for the people that are, you know, making that sacrifice. You know, just thank somebody for doing something for you, even if you don't know they're doing it for you.
For WUWF, I'm Jenny McKeon.